Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio. With us in the studios today, we have Cindy Henrich and Adam Rademacher from St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Rosen. I thought it'd be kind of interesting to invite them into the studios here, talk a little bit about the church, which has been in the news a little bit lately. And then they have a bazaar and raffle that's coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that here toward the end of the program, but welcome to the airwaves.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Maynard.
Good to have you here. Well, if people aren't familiar with St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Rosen, tell us a little bit about the church, a little of the history of the church.
Well, originally there was a wooden church there, and that was built in 1885. In 1907, that church was taken down, and the present church was constructed. In 1945, they added the wing structure onto it, and that is the present church you are seeing. The stained glass windows were all donated by families within the parish, and they came from Germany. They are gorgeous. If you've never seen them with the sunlight or sunset, it is just a view that you cannot believe. And each color was hand-blown. So gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Great. How about the, you hear a lot about activities and things going on over there, so obviously an active parish over there at Rosen?
Yeah, you know, we've done well over the years, and up to this date, still doing well as far as attendance and everything else, and our finances are still going strong. So yeah, we've been able to keep people in the seats and keep the bills paid. So
okay, but how about as far as the Catholic Church, the diocese itself? Has there been some talk about closing down or joining that parish with somebody else? I've heard rumors to that fact.
Yes, and this is happening across the country. Catholic churches are being closed because lack of priests, a number of other issues. Of course, we are not lack of numbers, like Adam stated. We did go into discussion. We had two parish meetings to discuss it, and then we had a meeting with Bishop Zielinski upon his arrival here. And it was just pushed forward that we would merge. We, as a parish, however, have so much support from the community. We created a group, a corporation, St. Joseph Society of Rosen, which was established for the main reason to preserve the church. Because once a church merges, a lot of times after several years, they want to close it. We presently are merged with St. Michael's of Madison, and we have appealed the merge to Bishop Zielinski, and he stayed his original stance on it. So we have now gone ahead and appealed to the Holy Sees, and that's where it is at this moment. I'm not sure how long it will be before we get an answer from them, but that is where it is at right now.
Okay. Have they set a date that it's actually going to the merger or whatever is going to happen, or is it just kind of floating around in limbo out there right now?
The merger has taken place, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's, but they haven't set a date that they said we're not using the building anymore or anything like that at this point in time?
There is nothing in concrete, no.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of hate to see churches like that, that especially ones that are in nice shape like that. I know over, I drive by the church over in Danvers. That's kind of a same kind of a situation over there, I believe. It isn't used a whole lot, but a beautiful building over there. And like you say, a lot of factors, not just with the Catholic Church, but the Lutherans and everybody else having trouble with numbers and getting people to, I know in our church we're trying to find a pastor right now, and they just aren't. Those candidates aren't out there like they used to be, and I know that's the case with the priests as well.
Yes.
So, well, anything people in the local community can do to help your cause?
Well, since we are set up as a St. Joseph Society of Rosen is set up as a 501c3 corporation, we can accept donations for our cause. We do have a Facebook page, so go find us, like us.
I'd like to check that out. We're on Facebook a lot, so
please do that. That is where we're running a lot of updates and information, and there's an address there that you can send donations to if you so desire. And we really appreciate any support that people want to give us through prayers, through monetary support, whatever it may be.
All right. And, of course, I'm sure either one of you would be happy to talk to people if they had any questions or whatever. They can just get a hold of you, right?
Absolutely.
What's your contact information? Phone number best to get a hold of you, or email, or how do they find you?
Probably message on Facebook.
Okay.
Message on Facebook, and then we can go from there for whoever
maybe
needs
the simplest.
To
yep.
Get in touch with
okay,
them.
Okay, so that's just under St. Joseph's Catholic Church on Facebook.
St. Joseph's Society of Rosen.
Okay, St. Joseph's Society of Rosen. So
correct.
Sometimes there's probably a lot of St. Joseph's on Facebook of one kind or another.
Right.
Or I guess if you get mixed up in where you're looking, you can look up, are you on Facebook?
I am not.
I am on Facebook, Cindy Henrich, so you can message me there. Okay. I will get in touch with Adam if that's who you want to talk to, or myself.
Well, I think maybe St. Joseph's Rosen or something like that, I'd probably get it. Just get Rosen in there and you'll be okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you've got a big event coming up this weekend, the annual Bazaar and Raffle on the 27th, which is Sunday. Tell us about that a little bit. What's going to be happening?
Well, looks like it's our 63rd annual, so I've been doing this for a while. And if you're looking for a fantastic meal and a chance to, you know, win some good prizes, you know, this is the place to be. We're going to be serving a roast beef commercial. And we've been doing that for a few years now, and that's gone over really well.
It has.
Can't beat a roast beef commercial, that's for sure.
No,
that's why I'm waiting for the fair.
Exactly. I mean, there's games for the young and the old, activities. It's just fun to watch people gather in Rosen that day and reminisce, and the laughter, and the kids are just having a blast together. And then this raffle that we have, there's over $4,000 in cash and prizes. So it is a raffle that you want to be a part of. Tickets are only $2 each, which is...
Can't beat that. Hard to find a $2 raffle ticket anymore.
Right.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. They will be on sale that day. If you need to get in touch with someone ahead of time, like if you can't make it, we could make arrangements, contact Adam or I somehow, either through Facebook or the society page, and we can make sure that you have a chance to win one of these.
And you don't have to be present to win either.
No, you do not. You just have to be 18 years or older.
Right. And that's the law. So.
Yeah, that is the law. Yeah.
Can't do much about that one. I know. I deal in raffles.
Exactly.
And better give a little plug for Catholic United Financial. Going to be providing some matching funds.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
we always appreciate that, whoever it may be.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. And we encourage everybody to get on over there. Again, that's coming up on the 27th, which is Sunday. So food and fun and socializing, and you can't beat that. Rosen's usually it'll hop a little spot over there for social gatherings. I mean, you've got baseball and these events. So, for a town that's small, you know, there's a lot going on over there.
It literally comes alive with events like this. We get people from all over.
Yep.
Families come home for the bazaar.
Yeah, it's kind of cool how the warm feeling some people have for these smaller communities. And my mom and dad grew up in by White Rock, South Dakota. My mother graduated from high school at White Rock, class of 4 at one time, years ago. And White Rock isn't really much there anymore, but they had a centennial or something a few years ago, and I saw aerial photos of cars and going in spokes, you know, in every gravel road, and you know, thousands of couple people coming back to White Rock because people just love the old small towns, hometowns. So that's great. So, well, best of luck to you on your efforts with St. Joseph's Catholic Church, and we sure encourage everybody to get on over there, get more information, be informed, and we can get you on the air sometime on down the line here and get an update on how it's going.
Perfect. Good. That would be nice. Thank you so much,
Maynard. We appreciate it, Maynard.
Talking today with Cindy Henrich and Adam Rademacher, our subject of St. Joseph's Catholic Church over in Rosen. And again, their big bazaar and raffle coming up this Sunday. Don't miss it.